This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright. Today we are very fortunate to have Christopher Confessori back. He is the principal conductor of the Brevard Symphony Orchestra. Christopher, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Terry.
Okay, a very, very exciting, very unique. I remember when you came back in, did the preview of your upcoming season and told me about this concert, and I was excited then. And now it's going to happen. It's called the Cirque de la Symphonie, and it's coming up real quick here.
That's right. Saturday, March 10th at the King Center. We have two performances. This thing, I mean, orchestras across the country have been performing this show for the past couple of years. I did it for the first time in Birmingham a little over a year ago. And the day after the concert, I called our executive director, Fran Delisle, and said, we have to do this. Our audience will go crazy for it. And what it is, it's the orchestra playing all sorts of, it's all standard, familiar classics for the orchestra, stuff by Dvorak and Bizet and Tchaikovsky and, you know, all stuff people will recognize. And then this fantastic troupe of Cirque performers, from jugglers to acrobats to there's one guy that does a great, clown routine. But then there are some of the aerial performers, three different routines with aerial performers, these strongmen that do this unbelievable routine. And it's, all this great visual stuff going on with the accompaniment of fantastic music by the Brevard Symphony Orchestra.
Oh, this is so exciting. It's very, very cool. So normally a concert is more of an aural thing where you go in and you sit and you listen, maybe you close your eyes and get into the music. But this is like all the senses.
You got it. Yeah. But what's great about it, I as I mentioned, I had heard about other orchestras having success with it. But until I, saw it for myself, I wasn't sure, how does the music work with it? I didn't want it to be just a visual thing. But I felt like, it was a really the musical selections they chose really complement everything very, very well. So it's not like the orchestra is just taking a back seat. It's really a great collaboration. And once I saw that, I felt like this would be something, especially, as I told you back in the summer, our season this year is called Expect the Unexpected. Uh-huh. And there's nothing more expected than some dude flying over the orchestra in the middle of a concert. It's really great.
So do you actually rehearse with them or?
Mm-hmm. We'll have some rehearsal time, of course, just the orchestra by itself to prepare all the music. Mm-hmm. And then the day before the show, the troupe comes in and we have a full rehearsal where each routine, we go through and they make sure that, the tempos are right for what they want to do. And if the acrobat needs something a little faster, a little slower, then we do it again. But they just want to get a sense of the space and all of that. And even, today we were at the hall for another concert and our crew was already, specking things out as far as the rigging goes for these aerial routines. So it's going to be certainly the biggest production we've ever done.
Yeah. Very exciting. And two opportunities to see this. There's going to be a performance at 2 and then again at 8.
Correct.
So people can get their tickets and you better get them quick because all the good seats, the splash zone will sell
That's
out
right.
fast, I'm sure.
That's right.
And you can get your tickets at the King Center, which is 242-2219, or on the web at kingcenter.com. Or if you just need more information, you can go to brevardsymphonyorchestra.com and I'm sure they probably have a link there or whatnot to the
That's
King
right.
Center to get their tickets. So that is very, very exciting. Coming up real quick now in March. And then you have one more or two more performances.
That's
this
right. The final program on our subscription series is April 14th. And that is an all-orchestral program. We wanted to feature the great musicians of the BSO on our final program. So we open with Beethoven's Fidelio Overture. Then we have a piece for a large string orchestra by British composer Ralph Vaughan Williams called Fantasia on a theme of Thomas Tallis. And then we close with the First Symphony of Gustav Mahler, which is almost 100 musicians, probably about 94 or something like that. We should just hire a couple other to make it an even 100.
Even
but anyway, it's well over 90 musicians on stage. This is one of those pieces that, you know, the word epic gets thrown around a lot these days, but this really qualifies as an epic symphony, and it'll be a great way to close our season.
All right. Well, we hope everyone will come out and see the Brevard Symphony Orchestra. They're going to be performing on March
10th.
March 10th at the King Center, 2 and 8 p.m. The performance is Cirque de la Symphonie, and it's going to be a great, great performance. You aren't going to want to miss this one. 242-2219 for the King Center or kingcenter.com. Christopher, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Terry.